you like your song.
Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening and God bless you, everyone. I'm Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene M. Cook, and I am here on tonight to welcome you to Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, February the 17th, 2022. Hallelujah. And now, here is your anointed host and your facilitator, Apostle Jaylion Travis. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Cook, a.k.a. Bishop. And I'd like to thank you for having Gap Ministries as part of the family for Spirit Alive on this Thursday night. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in on tonight in the studio and around the world. But I really want to give praise and honor and glory to Almighty God for what he is doing in the body of Christ, what he's doing with his servants, his servant leaders, what he's doing with Spirit Alive and what he's doing in Gap Ministry, which is for God's anointed purpose and plan. It's just a blessing to be able to bring a word to the body of Christ on tonight. And we're going to talk from the book of Isaiah 59:19. We're going to talk about the spirit of the standard bearers. And the reason why we're going to talk about the spiritual side of it is because, you know, in the natural, you know, you have some things that we're going to discuss tonight, but it was what God placed upon my heart. And I honestly believe that everything that we do, it happens first in the spirit. So I think what I believe in my spirit, in my heart, that God is preparing us in this, so what we do will manifest and be fruitful in the realm of the natural. So I'm going to pray first before we get started. And Father, honor and thanksgiving for the blessing of this opportunity. We ask, as Bishop spoke earlier, that the ears and the hearts of the people will be open to receive your word, and that this word will take root in their hearts. And that not only will it take root, but that it will be fruitful and multiply all upon the earth and in the body of Christ. Father God, I just thank you for Apostle Shirley and Cook, Bishop, a.k.a. Bishop. I thank you that, number one, is she is your servant leader. She has a heart for the people. She has a heart for me, not just being her little sister, but as a co-laborer. Father God, we just ask that you will continue to strengthen her, strengthen Spirit Alive, strengthen Gap Ministry, and bring all of us together and keep us knitted together in the body of Christ. Now, Father, I decrease and yield to your will and your way. Holy Ghost, I ask that you would just rise up in me as a fire, speak through me so that the people will hear and that it will touch their hearts. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus upon this word, and that this word will not be pulled out or choked out of the minds or the hearts or the spirit of the people. And everyone will say amen. Okay, we're going to go on a journey tonight. We're going to talk about standard bearers. But what we're going to talk about first, I'm going to read this scripture. I want everyone to get a book and a pen and paper, and I need you to go to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 59:19. And we're going to read from what it says. According to the word of God in Isaiah 59:19, it says at that 19th verse, it says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun." But here's what the topic and the meat is going to be from. It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, but there's a comma there. I've also heard other servant leaders preach it from a different perspective, so I'm going to come back with that. It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, it says, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I want you to focus on two things. When, that sets a season and a timing. And then it says the Spirit. So that means that the Spirit of God is going to move from where he is, from his spirit, into the natural. But here's how another way that I've heard it read. It says, when the enemy shall come in, then there's a comma said, like a flood, Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. So I want you to keep both of those in mind. It doesn't change the context of what we're going to learn here tonight, but when is going to be a set time. The Spirit of God is upon us at all times. So we're never without the Spirit of God unless we don't want the word, the Spirit of God, which, you know, God lives in his word is the word is God, and God is the word. So you have to actually just know that in the spirit realm, and even in the natural, God is always with us. But let us first, before we talk a little bit more about it, I'd like to teach a little, and then, you know, the Holy Ghost is going to do what he always does, and I always give way for him. So the word bearer, I'm going to come to that after we talk about the word standard. Now, the spirit of the standard bearer, now, what a standard bearer is, a standard, first of all, the word standard is a level of quality, achievement that is considered acceptable or desirable. It can either be high or low. I'm a little iffy about why would you say low quality, but that's exactly what it means. It could be high or low. But I think, well, I believe, I got to stop saying what I think. I know what God is telling me. When it's high, that's how you allow God to take you. But when it's low, that's when you're allowing the enemy to withdraw from you. And we're going to talk about when you raise up something and when you withdraw, because standard bearers have a purpose. Now, with the standard, there's also something that's called morally corrected and acceptable behavior. Those things tie into the Spirit of God. Those things tie into righteousness, tie into holiness. Now, with that being said, you know, it has to be something that's very good, that's used to make a judgment about the quality of other things. You know, people say, well, you know, they want to use the scripture, judge not lest ye be judged. But if you're telling them the truth, that's bringing judgment to them to do what's right, to separate them from the wrong. It's not saying, well, this, and that is that. It's not putting them down, but you're giving them the truth. So when you go from the word standard, meaning a level of quality, an achievement that is considered acceptable or desirable, whether it's high or low, you would have to desire the altitude or the momentum of how far you want to go. Also, you have to know that it part of the origin is that you have to be morally correct and you have to have acceptable behavior. Now, that's a standard. And, you know, there are standards that are set in our lives, Apostle. God sets a standard for us through his word to live holy. The word of God says, be ye holy for he is holy. The word of God says, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. The word of God says, seek and ye shall find. Actually, you know, you shall receive. Knocking the door shall be open. So those standards, are given to us and by way of his word. But the standard sets a precedence. It sets like a guideline, or it puts us involved in something that's morally correct, acceptable behavior, that's holy and righteousness. But what does a standard bearer mean? The meaning for a standard bearer means that a person who bears a standard, which is a banner or a flag or something, one that leads an organization, like Spirit Alive, like Gap Ministries, God's Anointed Purpose and Plan Ministries, like the cross, what Jesus did. That's the highest standard bearer, right? That's the highest standard right there because of what he accomplished on the cross. He took something that was meant as a curse, but he defeated those things by using the accursed thing, and he just went in and he defeated hell, death, and the grave. And the thing about it is that when he was lifted up on the cross, that set a standard from the evil things into righteousness, from death and into sin, into victory over sin, over hell, over death and the grave. So it set that. God raised that standard. And I was thinking about that when I was, you know, kind of studying this. And normally when God gives me a sermon or a word for people, I don't like to say sermon, when God gives me a word to deliver, I resonate in it every day, you know, no matter what I'm doing. People at work say, why are you over the top of yourself? I was like, oh, I'm just playing something in my mind, and I'm talking, you know, in my spirit. And sometimes they'll hear me talking in tongues, and, you know, there'll be the Lord, you know, communicating with me. But it's mostly about what he's going to speak. And I'm going to be honest. When he gave me this one night on my sofa, I was like, standard bearers, okay, raising the standard. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do? So I started writing, and I started going through my Bible. I started going through definitions, and I have this little these books where I can go and, you know, and see what this means, and then this concordance, and then this, that, and the other, and then some, most of the times, I'm going to be honest, it's straight from the Holy Ghost. I be like, hey, I see this here in this book. I need to know what this means. What does the standard bearer do? And then it was days later when he said, it's not so much as what the standard bearer does in the natural. I want them to have the spirit of the standard bearer. And I was like, okay, Lord, let's roll with this. But the purpose of the standard bearer in the natural is one that leads an organization or a movement, someone who carries a flag or a banner. But in order for them to be a standard bearer, they have to have standards. They have to be morally correct. They have to walk in holiness. They have to have acceptable behavior. You can't say you're an apostle and you out there and you doing those things that not instead of you raising the standards, you're lowering the standards of God, because some people can diminish the standards of a thing. Thank you, Lord. You can if you're going to be a standard bearer and you're going to lead an organization or a movement, and the word of God and the body of Christ is not an organization. It is the body of Christ. It is the church that Jesus is going to come back. It is the bride. So I'm going to take the word organization out. But in the natural, things have to be organized, because if they're not organized, there's chaos. And if there's chaos, then the standard is lowered, because the reason why the standard is lower, because it has actually adapted and clung to the chaos. If there's no chaos and it's done in the right way, then the standard is higher, because there's quality and because of the moral and the morality, the morals of it, and the behavior is acceptable and pleasing in the eyes and the sight of God, and in the heart of God, and the will of God, and because of the spirit of the Lord. Because when you're operating in the spirit of the standard bearer, then you'll be operating in the will of God, because God is the first standard bearer. You have to know that what it says in Isaiah 59, it says, when the enemy shall come in, and we're going to take like a flood, comma, then it says there's a reaction. The spirit of the Lord shall come in and lift up a standard against him. Now, the standard that God is lifting up against him, the standard that God lifted up against the enemy was Jesus Christ on the cross. He was saying, you know what? You came down and you infiltrated. You polluted my creation, but I'm going to come in, because when Satan came into the earth, and when he entered and had Adam and Eve, thank you, Lord, when he had Adam and Eve to lower their standards in disobedience and eat of the forbidden tree, that lowered the standard, that because that what he tell us, he says, then you will become as gods. You know, you should go ahead and do it. Some people will come, even though they know that God has the moral standards upon you. There's a high altitude or level of holiness upon you. People can see your anointing and feel it when you come in the room, but somebody's going to come in and try not to. They're going to come in and try to keep you from lifting that standard and raising that standard, but they're going to try to keep you from being lifted in, as far as the standard bearer, because in order for you to have the spirit of the standard bearer, you have to be a bearer of the standard, because you have to learn to bear under. If you're going to bear under, if you're going to bear something, you have to be that person that is willing to carry and to hold something. You have to be willing to carry the weight of the support to endure any ordeal or difficulty that you will face, because we got to remember in Isaiah 59, it says when at a certain time the enemy is going to come. He says, when the enemy shall come in. It didn't say might come in. He says he will come in. Shall means it's certain. He shall come in. And in this point, it says in my Bible, in my King James Version, it says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. That means when he's going to be overwhelming, you're going to be like bombarded with stuff. But then if you look at it in the other in this other translation, it says, when the enemy shall come in, then it says, like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall come in and lift up a standard against him. Now, the spirit of the standard bearer has to operate the way God wants you to. How do you operate in the spiritual realm and be able to hold up a standard? First of all, you got to operate in holiness. You got to operate in obedience, you got to have a made-up mind. And in order for you to have a made-up mind, one of the slogan for Spirit Alive, you have to say, "And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Your mind has to change from the old to the new. You can't take old wine and put it into new wineskin. You got to let the old man go. You have to let the low standards go, and you have to start getting ready, because you can't elevate yourself. Only God can elevate you. But there are things in this world that will give you a worldly standard. They will give you standards where they'll tell you, "Hey, you this and you that." Don't let anybody put a worldly standard in you over the standard that God wants you to bear. A lot of times when we bear something for God, at all times when we bear something for God, when we have the spirit of the standard bearer, that means we're going to do what God says no matter what it looks like. You can be some people feel like you've reached the high standards when you have these million-dollar homes like Apostle and I were just talking about on the sidebar conversation. They feel like, "Hey, well, this person is the one that we want to bear under this standard. We want to get behind the standard." Because if you look at in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when the people were coming, when the Israelites, when the Hebrews were coming out of Egypt, Moses told them to set a standard before each tribe. And every standard actually represented what each tribe was. What standard are you bearing behind? Are you bearing behind the physical? Are you bearing behind want to be seen? Are you bearing behind trying to be famous? Are you bearing behind what you wear? Is that setting the standard for you? Are you setting the standard because your mama used, your granddad used to be a preacher? So are you setting that standard because he used to preach? And don't get me wrong, because I'm not trying to step on toes. I'm trying to teach truth and direction. Do you think because that's a standard in front of you, is that the standard that you need to bear under? You have to make sure that whatever standard that you have has to be given from God, from the Spirit of God, because the spirit of the standard bearer is the one that is going to last. That is the one that's going to always rise and climb higher and higher from glory to glory to glory, and you're going to glorify God. When you have the spirit of the standard bearer, you're going to do it to glorify God and not you. But when you have the spirit of the standard bearer, you're going to work the purpose of the standard bearer. And the purpose of a standard bearer is to give God the units, the people that God got together. But, you know, some people don't even know, Apostle, that the spirit of a standard bearer is a weapon against the enemy. It says that right there in Isaiah 59:19. The spirit of the standard bearer, it actually enables us to break through obstacles and to break through hindrance, because the enemy going to come in like a flood. It didn't say he might. It said when. At a set time, Satan's going to try you. He's looking for a way to keep you from raising your standard, your God-given standard. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a way to keep you from bearing under, meaning to hupomone. That means when you're a hupomone, that means you're going to bear under the obstacles. You're going to bear under the trials. You're going to bear under the lack and the debt, because God, Jehovah Jireh, is the provider. El Shaddai is the God Almighty of blessing. That's the spirit of the Lord. That's the standard. He's going to set the standard. He's going to raise the standard of your blessings. He's going to raise the standard of your deliverance. But when you can't bear under, then the enemy is going to come in like a flood. When he comes in like a flood, he wants to remove the standard, because the standard keeps the enemy out. It lets the enemy know that this territory is marked. When you see the cross, now I'm going to tell you another standard that I believe God put up. When before the Israelites, the Hebrews left Egypt, God told them to take the blood from a lamb and put it upon the doorpost. He lifted up a standard against death. He said, "Wherever you see this blood, you can't enter." See, wherever you see Jesus and the blood of Jesus, the enemy can't come in like a flood. He can't even drop a drip on that. But you have to be able to raise the standard. How do you raise the standard? How do you become a spiritual standard bearer? You have to bear up, getting up in the middle of the night when you can't sleep and you don't know why you can't sleep. It's not insomnia. Right. It's the Lord wanting you to get up and get in your rightful place and be to a point where you can get this word from him, where he's going to put holiness in you, righteousness into you. He's going to pour his spirit into you. He's going to pour in new wine. He's going to build you to be the standard bearer. Because the thing of it is, the enemy is coming in, but the breath of God is the spirit of God, is it not? Yes, it is, Apostle Jay. It's the spirit of God. And the breath of God, if you look at it, it pushed against the waters in the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So when the spirit of God is in you as a standard bearer, it's going to push against anything that the enemy comes. Now, it says in Isaiah, I'm going back. It says when the enemy comes in like a flood, okay, the breath of God, the spirit of God, the standard bearer, the spirit of the standard bearer, the spirit of God is going to what? He says he will come in
like a flood.
And he shall lift up that standard against them. If the standard of God is against the enemy, if God is for you, who can be more than the world against you? If God is putting something in you and he is telling you, I need you to go in into Africa and I'm just going to send you and maybe four more, but I have sent my word to go before you. I put my standard before you. I breathe my life upon you. You have my spirit in you. You are the one that I'm sending to set the standard, and I'm going to have those things. I will give you power to subdue that thing. I will give you dominion. You have authority. You are a standard bearer. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, the spirit of the standard bearer was in you because it had to be put in you, because we were made by God, for God, and we were made in God's image. We are made by those things, and the word of God says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Why? Because God is spirit. Why? Because God loves the truth. Why? Because the truth sets us free. Why? Because the truth undergirds us and it strengthens us. Why? Because the standard was set up through Christ Jesus on the cross, on a mount called Golgotha. They called it Calvary, but it means the skull, the heel of a skull. And the thing of it is that you have to know that if God raised it upon somewhere like that, he put his son upon something that was a skull. The skull represents death, but he said, I'm going to put him above death. So if I'm putting my spirit in you, I'm going to set you up high. And if I'm setting you up high, you are setting up the standard. I'm setting you before poverty. I'm setting you before COVID. I'm setting the standard in you before lack. I'm setting the standard in you before Satan and before violence and chaos, before corrupt governments. Yeah, I said it. I'm sending you into your job as a standard bearer, and I'm sending my spirit with you to just bring correction and change. I don't need you going in there beating people with the Bible. I need you to be the living word. I need you to be the spirit of the standard bearer. I need you to allow the spirit of the standard bearer to go before you and to stand in front of you. I just need you to bear under.
Preach.
I just need you to stay on top of it, and not just stay on top of you, but I need you to become the bearer. I need you to become the bearer of not bad news, but the bearer of good news. I need you to become the bearer of support. I need you to be the bearer to help people to endure, to help people overcome, because they're more than conquerors. I need you to live and be the standard. A lot of people don't want to, they want to say that they're the standard, but they don't want to live what it costs to be the standard. If you want to go to a store and if you want to dress like Versace and if you want to dress like Chanel and you want to dress like all the other name brands, then you got to go to the originator. You can't go to the knockoff, because if a person with a good eye, they can spot it. And a good eye is called the discernment of the Holy Spirit. You can go in and fake like you're a spiritual standard bearer if you want to, but those saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost saved, sent ones of God, those spiritual standard bearers, they're going to see that, and they're going to call that thing out, because that's part of being a standard bearer, is a spiritual standard. You got to be able to call out a witch when you see it. You got to be able to cast down demons when you see it. That's what the spirit of the standard bearer is supposed to do. We're supposed to go before those who are sick, because the word says when the enemy shall come in like a flood, he's going to come in not just by himself. The word says when he goes out, and if he comes by and find that house unclean, he comes back seven more more powerful than it was when he was cast out. So you have to have yourself together at all times. And not only just you by yourself, connect to other people that are spiritually connected to the Word of God. Those people who have the morals. Now, I'm not going to even use the word morals. The righteousness and the holiness that are living it. Those people don't just walk about it, don't talk about it, but they walk about it. Those people that walk by faith and not by sight. Those people that can tell you, yeah, I've been there through and been there and done that. And you know what? God brought me through. He going to bring you through. Handle the process. See, a lot of times we want God to lift up a standard, but we don't want to bear under the standard that he wants us to lift up. And he, if he's sending us, Bishop, if he's sending us, y'all, if he's sending us, beloved, standard bearer, there's a process through some things we got to go through. We got to go through Egypt, and we got to come out of Egypt, and we can't bring Egypt back out with us. We can't sit there and complain. If you're going to complain, you're going to keep going around that same mountain every time. You won't be able to set a high standard. You're lowering the standards. We're sent the standard. We're sent to raise the standard. We're sent to teach people holy. But how do you teach a person how to be holy, Apostle Cook? You know how you teach them? You have to live it. You have to be obedient.
You
got to
live it, honey.
You can't sit up in a pulpit and tell somebody how to live, and you're not doing it yourself.
Come on,
people. You got to do it the right way. If you're going to lift up a standard, we're not doing knockoffs in the body of Christ. We're doing the real deal. We're the real spiritual bearer, standard bearers of God. We can't sit there and say, well, you know what? I'm just going to go over here, and I saw this Coach bag on sale. It's $45. If it's a Coach bag and it's on sale for $45, and I'm just using it, you know, so people could relate, it's not real. Because a person with an eye like mine, I'm going to know that ain't real. But guess what? I'm not going to judge you for it. I'm going to pray that you get blessed. If that's your thing, if that's what you want, pray that you get blessed to get a real one. But guess what? I want to see people saved for real. I want to see people delivered for real. I don't want them to get in a $50 line in order to get a blessing. See, I'm one of them apostles. I come for all of it. I come from the head all the way to the tail. I'm not going to just come in and bring a word. That's why I tell people, if you want me to come to your house to give a word from God, you make sure you heard from God, because I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
but the
truth.
Some
people don't like me, but guess what? If you don't like me, that's because you got your standards. You got your standards set low. My standards are high. Guess why? Because my standards are looking up to the Word of God, the will of God, to heaven. Because that's where what he says, if I be high and lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I'm lifting him up high. I want to see people become the standard bearers, but not only to be the standard bearers, I want to see them be the spiritual standard bearers. You can't be anything without God. I want to see people have the Spirit of God in them, and that's what the Spirit of the standard bearer is, because he is the first one. It says in Isaiah, again, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. That standard was Jesus Christ, Yeshua, on the cross, defeated hell, death, and the grave. Before he died, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But some of you know what you're doing. Some of you know that you lowered the standard that God has set for you. Some of you think that it's too late, but it is not too late. You can get back
it's not.
Up. And
come
God,
on,
the Word of God says, a just man falleth 7 times. But the reason why he's called a just man, because he has enough information in his spirit by way of the Holy Ghost to say, get back up. Get back up. I'm going to raise this standard. God telling us to get back up. Because every time you get back up, we're the standards that God is raising against the enemy. The enemy want to come in like a flood? Guess what? God's going to come in like a flood. See, that's why it can be read both ways. Because nothing happens unless God allows it. It says when, but guess so. Guess what? When it happens, God is already there. He
already
is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is in between. He is the when. He is the now. He is the after. He is the maybe. He is God Almighty by himself. His spirit lives. It will never die. And the thing of it is, if you're going to do something for God, let God's spirit be in you first, because that's the only way it's going to work. Be obedient to the word of God, because that's the only way it's going to work. You have to know and have that relationship with, and be sold out and surrender to Jesus Christ. But that's how it's going to work. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's how it's going to be work. That's how you're going to become the spiritual standard bearer, because it takes those things.
Preach,
it's just like the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Your loins got to be girded in the belt of truth by way of the Holy Ghost. Your feet got to be shod in a preparation.
Run it down.
In the way that God wants you to walk. And the thing of it is, they got to be shodded. If you ever look up the word shod, that means you got to dig out the dirt. You got to dig out the grooves, and you got to make it where it's suitable, so when it walks, it will grip, meaning you will
come
take
out.
Authority and dominion where you go. Now, that's part of the spirit of the standard bearer. Then you got to have a sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The enemy going to come in like a flood, but when you got the sword of the spirit, you can cut down every trap, every trial, every temptation, every lie, every necromancy, every curse spoken over your family, over your life.
No weapon.
And then, in the other hand, God gives you a shield. Now, a standard bearer going to go out protected with the whole arm of God, the shield of faith. Now, you're going to walk by faith and walk by sight.
Yes,
it's going to cover
good.
You defensively and offensively.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of the arm of God, God gives us a robe of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
He gives us a robe of righteousness, meaning we covered.
Yes, he does.
In holiness.
Yes,
he covered in righteousness. And the thing of it is, some people be saying, well, you know, I don't want to have Apostle Cook. They say, I ain't going to lift my standards up too high, because I don't want to have to, you know, I don't want to cause no problems. I came to cause problems for the enemy.
Well, I'm going to cause a whole bunch of them for him. Priestess.
I mean, what that says. For this reason was the Son of Man born, was to destroy the works of the enemy. And I decree and declare that the works of the enemy is destroyed. If Christ died, we died in him. When he rose, we rose in him. And he said, with all power and authority. So if Jesus came to do that, guess what? We came to destroy the works of the enemy. We are the standard bearers. We are the ones who
to
be, not just wait on God to lift up the standard or the Spirit of the Lord, but the Spirit of the Lord has to be in us. So that we can keep that standard raised. Because some people be trying to raise it. Like I say, we're going to call them knockoff standard bearers. You got the ones that are going to perform on Sunday. You got the ones that just going to come and they're going to want an honorarium. You can't go preach.
Come on.
Yes, I am going there, because we got to erase out all this dumb stuff. This stuff that we would call this traditional stuff, we got to get rid of that, because when God tells you to go and speak, he will provide for you. You know how I know? How do you know, Apostle Jay? When Jesus told the disciples to go out in two.
He said, don't worry about
it. Go out in prayer. He said, take nothing with you.
Nothing.
Take nothing with you. Don't take nothing with you. He didn't tell. He told him, don't even take a change of clothes. Take nothing with you. And on top of this, he said, if someone lets you come into their house, go in. If they welcome you in. If they don't, what did
keep
he say?
It
shake
moving.
The dust off your feet?
Keep it moving, honey.
And the thing of it is, he didn't say, well, they're going to give you an honorarium. You don't need to go preach there. They're going to give you $12,000. You're not a standard bearer. You're a knockoff standard bearer. You're bearing your own standard. You put up your own signal on top of what God is doing. See, Lord knows I didn't know that this conversation was going to go this way. But I thank God, because we've got to get this thing together. We've got to get this thing together, because we have to be ready to lift up a standard against curses, generational curses. We're supposed to be able to break those things.
Come on.
I was told by an old lady, she said, if there are generational curses in your family when you became saved, you're the curse breaker. So that's lifting up a standard. When you become saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and delivered, but you got to watch something else part of your standard, being a spiritual standard bearer. Watch what you speak.
That's
life
right.
and death and the power of the tongue. Life and death and the power of the tongue. Your tongue is the most powerful weapon that you have. It can cut people to pieces. It can bless them, and it can curse them. It can drive people to suicide. You have to be mindful when you're saying that you're prophesying. I don't know, because we got some prophet liars out there, and we need the real prophets to rise up. We need the real prophets to come out the cave and lift up the standard of the Lord. We need the real prophets to come out of hiding and fear and obscurity and do what the will of God says. See, the word of God is going, the spirit of God is on me now. He's just taking it there. And the thing of it is, I see people that know that they have a gift, but they will only do it to please people. They're not trying to please God. You have lowered the standard of God.
Yes.
And then the spirit of God is not operating. That means the man is operating over and against the spirit of God. Why would you want to operate over and against the spirit of God? You superimposing God? No, we can't. I mean, because superimposing is pretty much self.
Can overshadow, and you cannot do that.
Come on, right there, what you just said. But the thing
you cannot overshadow God. Come on now.
You can't overshadow God. But people will do that.
Yeah, they do.
They try to do that. They try it, Elder Leola. They try their best because they feel like,
God
know my heart. But guess what? He know your heart.
He's fixing to change. Come on, baby. Come on.
Hey, the thing is, you got to know God's heart, because when you know his heart, you become the true spiritual bearer.
Come on.
Standard bearer. You become the spiritual standard bearer of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got standard bearer. You got bearers that do flag, when they have parades. I'm not here to parade around for people to say, oh, she's just sick.
No, we're here to tell you about Jesus.
I can get quiet. I need you to know about this God that I serve. I need you to know about Jesus, the one
and
who died on Calvary.
Yes.
I need you to know about the one who guided me out of a park as a 7-year-old little girl that kept me from getting killed. and I had been molested, but God bought me out. I need you to
praise
know about
God.
That man.
Hallelujah,
I need you to know about the God man that God made, the word made.
Come on,
I need
honey.
You to know
Come
that
on.
God loved me so much that he set his love as a standard for me to bear under. He said his power, and he sent his son for me to bear under that. He sent everything that he knew to sin, and that was his son. And the best part about it, the spirit and the body is one if we allow it to be one. Because he breathed his life in us. The spirit of God was the ruach of God, the breath of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't understand how we are always allowing the flesh to win, because it feel good, but I'm going to share something with you tonight, beloved. It only feels good for a moment, because the Bible says, I'm laughing at this one. Apostle, check this out. Elder, check this out. He said, now, if it only lasts for a while, it said win.
Yeah.
Win the enemy.
When the enemy comes in, what's going to happen?
W-I-N, uh-huh, but W-H-E-N, win.
Yeah, win.
So that in. And then in. And if you look at it, win, go in, because that's when you come in.
Yeah.
End you and to keep you from W-I-N-N-I-N-G. He don't want you
that's
to win.
It.
He don't want your standard. He don't want you to be that bearer of God.
He don't want you to bring it up.
He don't want that to be lifted up. Uh-uh. He don't want you to be high. He wants you to keep it low. He wants you to be, and then he wants you to fail when you bear under. He wants you to collapse, because
he wants you to knuckle under.
Come
on, sis.
Uh-huh. You have to endure
that's
the obstacles, you know, and you have to stand. See, part of the word standard means you got to stand. That means you got
to just
be planted. You have to be planted, unmovable, unshakable, like your faith has to be. Some people want these words. See, if you came on this blog tonight looking for a word about money, houses, cars, I ain't that prophet. I'm not that apostle unless God tell me. There is an order to things. You got to get it right with God, because in order for you to have the riches of God, you got to seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his
righteousness.
And one good thing about, and all things shall be what? added unto you.
Added.
It's going to be given. He didn't say, I might give it to you. He said, it's going to be added. I just need y'all to do something.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like your
yeah,
mom
yeah.
would tell you, I need you to go ahead on and clean up your room. You clean up your room, we'll probably go out to eat later on. And guess what? Y'all going to go out to eat later on. That's what God is saying. Just do it like that. Follow his will. Follow his word.
Yes, follow
no
his lead.
There's no sin
yes,
that God
yes,
will
preach.
Not forgive. It's no sin
mm-hmm.
except for blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. You do that, I'm sorry.
You're out.
But the thing of it is, I'm sorry, party over, oops, out of time. And the
yes.
thing of it is, God loves us so much. The standard that he raised was his son made flesh, his spirit in there. And he said, you know what?
Hallelujah,
I didn't think he
Jesus.
Went down there and took care of this, but I'm fixing to give it. And you go back. When God come in like a flood, he came
Ooh,
in with his son.
Lord, my Lord.
When God comes in like
mm.
a flood, I'm gonna send my son down there to handle that. I ain't going to send him down there for
yes,
three years, you know, 32 years. I don't need, this ministry don't need to be more than 3 years, one for the Father,
mm-hmm.
one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. I'm going to shed this red blood because, see, before I had to go between the bosom of Abraham and Hades. You know
well.
What? And the stream between it that kept it divided was the blood of Jesus. It was red. And the sea
yes,
that they went through
yes.
was called the Red Sea. See, God
you
got something to do with this color red. When Rahab let that stream down and let them know who she was, it was a crimson.
It was red.
And if you know the colors, crimson was red.
Crimson
see,
was red,
something
honey,
about
red.
Red and you know what? If you see somebody in power, and it means healing, it means deliverance, it means standing,
yes.
it means the Spirit of God, it means the anointing of God, it means the power of God. But, honey,
oh,
I don't care where you are.
Peace,
you can be
now.
A prostitute. You can be a crackhead. You can be a drug dealer. You can have 15 wives and was only legally married to one because you can only be married
Come
to
on
one.
Now.
You can be the biggest whoremonger. It was there is nothing too hard for God. You can just go
Won't
ahead
he do it?
And the standard that you can lift up right now can throw up your hands and say, Father God,
what he
do I need
it?
You
Hallelujah,
to just
Jesus.
Bring
Thank
it to
you,
me.
Lord.
Father God, I surrender to you. I repent.
Thank
and that,
you,
that
Lord.
That can be the opening of your standard of how
yes,
you want to get
the
yourself
start of your
together.
Standard. Yes.
That's just the quality for it. That's just the morals of it. That's the acceptable behavior that God is looking for. Your repentance is the acceptable behavior. I mean, your made-up mind, the renewed mind. I
yes,
mean, that old
your
wine
renewed
got to
mind.
Go,
Come on,
guess
sis.
What? He's going to pour new wine into you. He's going to pour his anointing
mm-hmm.
and his
give
spirit
you a new
in
song.
You. He's
yes,
going
ma'am.
To fill you. There you go. Give you a new
mm-hmm.
song. Give you a new thing, something to testify
yes,
to people about.
Yes.
You'll
Come
be the
on,
one
sis.
That can be that the spirit of the standard bearer that can be lifted up to people that are down so low that they don't think that there's no way
Teach
up.
Now.
And when they see where you came from, they will get up. They will feel like they can get up. Because, see, when other people with their mouths on other people,
mm-hmm.
you ain't going to never be nothing. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You ain't gonna never have nothing. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I'm gonna lift the standard of the Lord against you because you're trying to come in like a flood. Well, guess what? I'm gonna come in like a flood. The word of God says, "Asking you shall receive; knocking you shall the door shall be open; seeking I shall find." The word of God says,
mm-hmm.
"If I put Him first, all things shall be added unto me." The word of God says,
come
"I
on,
have not,
sis. Come
I
on,
not.
Amen.
The word of God says that what the Lord gave, I'm the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. What God says, I'm coming in. And see, you got to have the word of God in you, the spirit of God in you. You got to have that
yes.
in you. So when the enemy comes in, then like a flood, you're going to lift up the standard against the enemy.
Yes.
And praise
Amen.
God and bless God for everything that was spoken tonight. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, all of the GAP ministry, all of your mics are unmuted. So if there's anyone else in the studio that would like to just say hallelujah, add your praise to this, make a comment, encourage the servant leader, hallelujah, and she is truly anointed, you can press your one. I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Elder Leola, I know, honey, I know you know about some standards. Come on in the room if you'd like to have a word this evening. And anyone else from GAP Ministry, all you have to do is speak up.
Praise God, praise God. Apostle Jay, that
Hallelujah.
Was awesome, awesome message.
Awesome word,
awesome
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I'm sitting
God.
Here. I was rocking in my chair.
I'm patting my foot right now, girl. Pat my foot, you heard me?
And she was talking about the standard bear and bearing under. I thought about the, I think it was Jeremiah 17:18.
Yeah.
So it says,
girl,
he should be
as
a tree planted by the water.
Planted
you know,
by
when
the
tree go into the
elder.
Ground, it's a root, and it's rooted.
Yeah.
So we have to be that much of rooted in the God where whatever, even we come into a moment that the word can come straight to us and we speak it. To be rooted in, to stand, the heavy weight that comes with things that we have to bear under. Sometimes we get to a place where we say, you know what, Lord, this is too heavy. I can't do this. But we have to
stand
and be like that root, that holding the ground.
That tree that's planted by the water.
Just stand. Be like that tree planted by the water. But it was an awesome message.
Awesome message.
I'm just out of breath.
Yes, it was. It was a phenomenal word. And I just want to, and on behalf of myself, Apostle J. Leon Travis, Elder Leola Williams, and everybody and all the rest of the Gap Ministry, we just want to apologize to you for those servant leaders that have lowered the standard.
Yes, Lord.
Like
that's
my sister
right
said,
there.
It is time. We cannot expect the people of God to move from glory to glory if we who are called and sent, who are the bearer of God's standards, responsible for the spiritual welfare of others, if we're not living the word, if we're not walking in holiness, if we're not being obedient, how can we expect God's people to do that? It's time for us to stop standing on our own celebrity, standing on our own know-it-all, standing on our own wherewithal, and start standing on the promises of God. Stop standing looking for somebody's coattails to stand on, to ride on.
Come on.
And start standing on the promises of God so that he can raise your standard. We are lowering the standard by telling the flock that they need to get in a $1,000 line. We are lowering the standard when we see our flock gossiping, backbiting, causing confusion. And we say nothing. We are lowering God's standards when we don't call a thing a thing and minister to that word of God to that thing. Speak the word of God over that thing. Pray about that thing. But see, we're too busy turning our heads because we want people to stand in our shadow. We want people to stand on our word. We want people to stand behind us. And I'm going to tell you right now, you keep it up, and God is going to be standing at the gates of heaven, and he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. I gave you a direct order to raise up my standards. I gave you a direct order to train up my children for the work of the ministry so that they can raise up the standards of the kingdom for all the world to see. But you were too into you.
Wow.
Servant leaders,
right there.
We got to get it together. We've got to raise those standards back up. The church is falling down. And it's because of us, the servant leaders. Not all of us, no. That's why we're calling you out. We're letting you be known. You have got to stop and raise those standards back up. Go to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Help him to ask him to help you find your humility. Step out of that pride. Step out of yourself. Step out of your wants and your needs and your agendas. Lay it all on the line. Go repent. Tell God, hey, I let the hype go to my head and begin again. Or sit down and let him minister to you until you can stand and raise the standards once again. Hallelujah.
And
this was indeed a phenomenal message.
I want to add one more thing if I can. The thing of it is about the spirit of the standard bearer, the spirit of God. It says, you know, like what it says in the 59:19, it says, then the enemy comes in like a flood. But God's spirit can actually cause breakthrough in the enemy's lines. It will breaks them, it weakens them.
Yes, and I
remember studying that. And no matter how strong the enemy may seem, we have to allow the spirit of God to keep
to
us
come in.
Rose up, to come in. And we need to allow that spirit to come into us like a flood in order to be those standard bearers.
Because when that flood comes in, that flood will tell us for every measure that the enemy has, God has a divine countermeasure. And we have all the tools that we need to implement that. So when we allow the Spirit of the Lord to come in, then we're allowing him to lead.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowing him to clear the way. We're allowing him to make the way straight. And when we stand in the Lord, we are already victorious because God never fails. He always wins.
No, he doesn't. Every time.
He never fails.
Every time.
And it says even the gates of hell cannot stand against the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to God.
I mean, look at the people in Jericho. They couldn't.
Yeah.
They fell, you know, because sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. Just listen to God. Just keep doing what.
Exactly.
Keep moving the way God wants you to move. And when he says say something, that's when you say something, and watch
it
all fall down.
Speak.
Watch him cut the enemy's supply lines off. Watch him do what he got to do. And I remember you and I talked about once before how the Israelites were so obedient going around the walls of Jericho, but they complained so much going around that same mountain. But when they did what God told them to do, the walls fell. But when they fell, they became ramps. They gave them access into the city. So when we do what God tells us to do, he gives us access into what he wants us to do.
He gives us access to everything. And on that note, hallelujah and praise the Lord, you have been listening to Gap Ministry Bible Study with the most anointed, hallelujah, my little sister, my friend, hallelujah, Apostle J. Leon Travis. And we were, of course, joined by Elder Leola Williams. That's our sister from the Divine Mister also. And I want to thank everybody from Gap Ministries that was in here tonight, all of you that were in the chat rooms, all of the, you listening via your computers. We praise God for each and every one of you, and we pray that you will continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, that you have a beautiful and blessed weekend, and continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. And remember, it is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, from my household to yours. It is our prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night. God bless you. We're praising God for you. From all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, apostles. Bye-bye, babies.
Good night. Bye-bye.